us right now, freshman Trevor Baskin. Trevor, I appreciate the time. How you doing?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming on today. And, man, your freshman year, you come to Mesa, and you're part of a championship team. And not just a guy that plays a couple of minutes. You've been a big contributor for this team. Take us through what it was like when you guys beat Fort Lewis on Saturday and clinched that RMAC title. What was it like in the locker room after that win?
I mean, everyone was pretty ecstatic. We were just super happy with the way we played. Thought we came out and really just played some of the best basketball we've played all season. And Coach told us that this is just one of three things that we want to win. Obviously, the RMAC regular season was one, and then the tournament championship, and then the national championship. So we were super ecstatic, but it's really just that next looking forward to the next game we play.
Of course, that's Shadron State coming up in the first game of the RMAC tournament for the Maverick men. Let's go back to Friday night, though, when you had Western Colorado. That was the team that handed you guys your only loss of the season up at their place earlier in the season. And so, obviously, you know, winning an RMAC championship was on your mind. You wanted to finish off with just that one loss in conference play, get that payback game against the Mountaineers. And you guys did that. And you played a big, big role in that game. Your first career double-double in college with 12 points, career high 13 rebounds. You had three blocks and two assists. You had a big night against the Mountaineers on Friday.
Yeah, definitely. When Ethan picked up his second foul, we really needed just a big man to step up. So we played that role. We knew they were going to be small with one of their bigs going out, so we knew we could take advantage of that in the post. And then our guards did a good job of driving and then just dishing it off to me, and I was just able to finish it off.
Trevor Baskin, freshman for the Colorado Mesa basketball team, with us on the Team Sports Network. Throughout the course of this freshman year for you, which has been certainly an unusual year for anybody playing college basketball, Trevor, with all the COVID situation that everybody's had to deal with in terms of testing and things like that. Where do you feel like, though, for you, that you've made your biggest improvement, that you've the things that you've learned, maybe some things you've learned throughout the course of this year, going from playing high school basketball at Pomona for your dad to now playing in college, and some of the things you've learned throughout the course of the season that's made you a better player?
Honestly, I think just relying on just skills that you worked on time in and time out. In high school, you could just do whatever you want because I was bigger and taller and more athletic than everyone. But once you go to college, you really have to rely on those skills that you've worked on. Fundamentals, just not trying to do too much, because once you start doing too much, mistakes happen. And yeah, so I really just learned in the beginning of the season, I was always just worried about just trying to do something flashy or not mess up, and now I really just become more comfortable playing and relied on my skill set.
Trevor Baskin with the Colorado Mesa men's basketball team with us on the team. And how much does it help too that, I mean, you've got other guys out there that are freshmen, Blaze Threet, Christopher Speller, Mac Reniker's a redshirt freshman, but a freshman nonetheless. That, I mean, you have a lot of young guys out there. And so maybe for you and some of those other guys, there's so many young guys around, there's not the pressure. Boy, if I make one mistake, I'm going to get benched, because there's a lot of young guys out there that are certainly at times are going to make some mistakes. Did that kind of take the pressure off, knowing that you were one of many guys that were kind of going through that that growing process?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. We were all going through the phase of just playing our first basketball game, so there's still some growing pains that's coming with playing. But and I mean, I don't think Coach ever really implements if you mess up once, you're out. I mean,
right.
He really is more worried about effort. If we're not trying, then he will pull us. But if we make a mistake, he doesn't really emphasize, like, oh, I'm pulling you if you make one mistake. So I obviously still try not to mess up. But, yeah, so you know, there's not a ton of pressure when it comes to messing up. Just giving it your all is really all he asks for.
Yeah, the coach to George knows. You guys are young guys. You're just learning to play at the college level, and some mistakes are going to happen. But the group of you have talked about this a lot with Coach to George, that that with all the freshmen that play like yourself, you guys play with a lot of maturity for a group that's so young. And that's something I think that has been a very pleasant surprise. The talent you guys bring to the floor, but also the maturity level and knowing what to do when the game is, you know, in the balance has been a big factor for you young guys as well. That you don't play, you play like your upperclassmen. You don't play like guys that are freshmen in college.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's just the way he recruits and how he wants his system to run. He wants us to be mature on and off the court, and it just really just comes to knowing everyone knows their role. Everyone knows what to do on offense and defense. So, I mean, it really just, the system he's put in is really working well right now, and everyone knows their role. Everyone knows what coach expects of us, and we're just fulfilling those roles.
Trevor Baskin of the Colorado Mesa men's basketball team with us on the Team Sports Network. Your dad knows what it's like to win an RMAC championship. What was that conversation like with your dad?
It was super cool. I mean, having at least for him getting able to watch me play was super nice. He'd always been coaching me, so he didn't really have time to be a parent. He'd always have to be time to just next game. But it was really nice to moment I had after the locker room. Just gave me a hug, told me he was proud of me. Told me let's go get a national championship and another RMAC championship. So it was super cool, just because I haven't really experienced him as a father yet, more as a coach. So it was a cool experience.
Trevor Baskin joining us on the Jim Davis Show. In high school, junior, senior, averaging double doubles on the court almost the entire game, over 24 points per game as a senior. Then you come into college and you're coming off the bench, and you know, you talked about the fact that in college everybody kind of is better than guys you played against mentally. What was that adjustment like for you going from high school to where it was kind of easy for you at times, to where, you know, the first couple games and, you know, random amounts of minutes where you're trying to get better against some of these guys, but maybe you're not getting some of the same amount of minutes?
Yeah, there's definitely some growing pains starting to play. I'd get frustrated just because I've never played the five before, so I was just trying to get accustomed to playing a different position. And, I mean, coaches told me they had complete faith in me, and they knew I would figure it out, and I knew I'd figure it out. It took a little while to get accustomed to the speed of the game and the strength that everyone was much stronger than me, and just really just growing accustomed to the way RMAC is played. Took a couple games, but I'm starting to figure, I still do not understand all of it, but I'm starting to figure some of it out.
Trevor Baskin of the Colorado Mesa men's basketball team, RMAC regular season champs. He's joining us today on the Team Sports Network. And Tuesday night, it's the RMAC tournament. You guys are hosting Shadron State. And the last time when you played Shadron State in the regular season, it was one of those five overtime games. This one was actually a double overtime win when you guys won at Shadron 77-68. And look, they come in with some really balanced scoring. They've got right now five guys in double figures. Teddy Parnum Jr. leads away at almost 16 points per game. But you guys know that you're on your home floor. You guys have been great, have not lost a game at home this year at Brownson Arena. But this is a tough matchup. Shadron State has one of the better teams they've had in a few years.
Yeah, definitely. They're super talented. They gave us everything we could ask for when we played them the first go-around. They're a quick team with tough defense. They just do some different stuff off ball screens that people aren't always accustomed to, so it's difficult to attack. And I mean, they have good bigs, really good point guard, some really good shooters, so it should be a good challenge for us.
Hey, Trevor, I appreciate the time. Thank you so much. Congratulations on the great game you had against Western, and best of luck when you guys take on Shadron State right here on the Team CMU Sports Network on Tuesday night in the RMAC